Okay, so Shishi of Matos Ma section Mechubarim really includes and encompasses two different topics. The first is relatedly, obviously, are the Nisim who are in charge of the Chiluk Haaretz, and Yehoshua ben Nun and Elazar HaKohen are Omed Birosham, the first of the Nisim, Nasi Echad, obviously a direct reference back to Parsha Shlach, and lo and behold, there you find Kalev ben Yefuna Lamatei Yehuda leading the way, and a little bit bittersweet there, because clearly, you know, the attempt is to tie it back to the, fact that it could have happened 40 years earlier, but it was not meant to be. Then, of course, the second topic is the Arei HaLevi'im, the 48 cities, Me'et HaRav Tarbu, Me'et HaMa'at Tamitu. And it's very fascinating, because we don't review the story of Rotzeach B'Shkaga until the next Aliyah, so it's a little bit of like a fascinating phenomenon in the Mikra that the, Refuah is Kodem Eslamaka, that we have the notion of the Arei Miklat, the Sheish Arei Miklat, preceding the Torah's introducing, the story of Rotzeach B'Shkaga. You would think it would be the other way around. But it's not, and I think that's because the Mahut, the essence of the Arei HaLevi'im, and this is, reflected in the idea of Aleihem Titnu, Arba'im Ushtayim Ir, that the primary Arei HaLevi'im, you get the impression here from the Aliyah, are the Sheish Arei Miklat, which is a strange thing to say. I mean, there are 48 of them. You would think, okay, so six of them are Arei Miklat, so that's, 1/8, 12.5%, that wouldn't be representative. But on the contrary, Aleihem Titnu, Arba'im Ushtayim Ir, so Chazal tell us that, really all of the Arei HaLevi'im had properties of Arei Miklat. Okay, you need Kavana, you don't need Kavana. You need to be Malas Chardira, you don't need to be Malas Chardira. There are the differences, right? But the fact that the, Arei HaLevi'im, are fundamentally Arei Miklat is of the essence. That's why, again, the six are introduced before the 42. And why, the story of Rotzeach B'Shkaga, doesn't come to the next Aliyah, but the first thing when we talk about the Arei HaLevi'im is the fact that they could be Arei Miklat is itself a reflection of what they're there to do. And, of course, what they're there to do is to facilitate the mission of Shevet Levi, Ayin Rambam Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Perek Yud Gimel, which is, of course, the idea of Yoru Mishpatach L'Yakov V'Sarascha Ali Israel, right, of serving as spiritual figures, and spiritual figures are needed for all ranks of society, but I think the litmus test is always dealing with those members of society, who otherwise would be without the possibility of rehabilitation and moral instruction. Tachin lecha haderech for the rotzeach b'shkaga megaglin zchus al yidei zakai v'chov al yidei chayev. The idea that the Levi'im are the ones who rehabilitate these individuals, and that's the function of the Arei HaLevi'im. That's why they don't have a nachala, but rather they're dispersed throughout Klal Yisrael, is because they're really meant to serve as the educators and the sort of the climax of the apex of that educational role is in terms of their functioning as places of rehabilitation for the Rotzeach B'Shkaga. Now, I think that's point number one. I think the second point to be made here is a three-way machlokes Rishonim, Rashi, the Ramban, and the Rambam about, how exactly the structure looked. So let's begin with Shitat HaRamban, which is by far the most controversial, where he says that all the Arei HaLevi'im were 1,000 Amos by 1,000 Amos. That itself is not reflected in the Mikra. That's a major part of the critique. And then if you measure out another 500 Amos in each direction, so you get Alpayim Bama, so that you have a Ribua, you have a 2,000 Amma by 2,000 Amma square area, and only the corners of those areas are the Sados of the Chramim, and the Migrash is, within the Migrash, where you can't have Sados of the Chramim, is within the basic perimeter of the circle. So if you draw out a 2,000 Amma by 2,000 Amma square, and you draw a circle, only the corners are eligible for Sados HaChramim. So Rashi and Rambam have more similar interpretations. They say the ear could be any dimension it wants. The Torah doesn't speak about how big the cities of the Levim are, other than Chazal telling us that they're Arei Benonim. So, Shitas Rashi is you measure out 2,000 Amas from the wall. The first 1,000 Amas are the Migrash, and then the second 1,000 Amas, as you're moving from inside to outside, are the Sados and the Chramim. And the Rambam will say it a little bit differently. He says 3,000 Amos from the Kir. So 1,000 Amos for the Migrash, and then 2,000 Amos for the Sados of Chramim. L'chol hadeos, which is really fascinating, maybe a little bit less for the Ramban, depending on which area you're coming from. If you're coming from the corner, the Keren Zavis, or if you're coming from, you know, directly opposite the city. But basically, what you encounter first are the Sadrs and the Chramim, and then as you get closer and closer to the city, right, to the wall of the city, right, you'd have this space. You'd have this, Rashi says it's Lenoi, it's just an aesthetic issue. But I'd like to take in a little bit of a different direction. I think that, you know, it's a little bit counterintuitive. You'd think that the Sadrs and the Chramim, which are obviously to help sustain the agriculture of the location, that those would be the ones that would be closer to the city. So, you know, why is it inverted? Why is the Migrash, you know, again, Rashi has this beautiful idea of green spaces. The environmentalists will like that very much. Love, Dol Lashamra. You know, why would it be that we're setting up the Sadrs and the Chramim further away? It's a little bit of a tircha for people to go out there, and the Migrash, you know, is closer. So again, I think it has to do with the fact that the Arei HaLevim are set up in many ways, not to the benefit of the Levim who live there, right? Otherwise, the Sadrs and the Chramim would be closer, but for the benefit of the people who are trying to get there. Dehainu, the Rotzeach Bishgaga. And so what happens is the Rotzeach Bishgaga comes to the Sadrs and the Chramim, and then there's this kind of this interstitial space, right? Let's call it, in that semi-permeable membrane there between the Sadrs and the Chramim and the actual city, right? There's just this migrash, this open space. And I think that what it would engender is a kind of, a clear sense. You're just in the open space and you're approaching this Ir HaLevim, and as you're approaching it, you would recognize that by, you know, creating al pi halacha, right? There's a dindo raisa to create this space where there can be nothing there, no sadus and chamim, and the city of Levim hasn't started yet. It forces one to recognize it as a transitional space. You're moving from the rest of Nachal Asaretz Yisrael, or the Ever Yarden as the case may be, into an Ir HaLevim, into a place of Torah, into a place that represents what Shevet Levi stands for and why they don't have Nachala in the traditional sense altogether. And it creates a certain kind of kavana, a certain kind of perspective as one approaches the Arei HaLevim, to be sensitive to the idea that this is a place of Kedusha, this is a place where the Avdei Hashem are, and there's an opportunity for a person to reach a state that they hadn't reached before, either in the case of the Rotzeach Bishgaga, which is, of course, the apotheosis of the idea, but Valihem Titnu, you know, Arbim Ushtayim Ir, that in addition to the Arei Miklat, the other 42, which also have that property, as we discussed, that a person, as they approach one of the Arei HaLevim, should have time to think and reflect on the idea in this open space that lends itself to these kinds of thoughts, you know, about the place that I'm approaching, you know, Manu Raha Makom Hazeh, and to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that will be presented to the individual within this Ir HaLevim.